The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Larkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach, to talk about apples, I assume, given what's on this plate here in front of me.
There you go. It's like show and tell today, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. So we've got a pink lady and we've got a nice big juicy cooking apple as well.
Yes, a Bramley apple.
Okay.
Or Armagh Bramley apple.
So do you have your own apple trees at home?
I have little crab apples. So in front of the house, we've got about 6 or 7 kind of crab apple trees. So they're gorgeous because earlier on this summer you get those beautiful little white flowers, the little pink tips. And then this time of year we get the lovely little crab apples. Although there's less, it's been much slower this year than like I would normally have them. But yeah, they're like incredibly sour.
We should acknowledge, sorry, people maybe can hear a hum in the background like an aircon unit. Ashing has brought a hob into studio.
Yes.
So she's actually cooking. We'll talk about what you're cooking in a moment. There's a frying pan up there and there's a sandwich in it, which I'm excited by. So it is apple season, isn't it?
It is apple season. Sorry, I'm just checking my sandwich.
Yeah, don't burn that.
I know, yeah. Imagine if I burnt the sandwich. What we're going to talk about when we talk about recipes, by the way, just let everybody know, is like it's different interesting ways to use apples that's not just an apple tart. And I have an awesome almond croissant stuffed with buttered apples at the end of this view. So I'm very excited.
Okay.
But it is apple season and we've got lots of different varieties of apples. So we have our eating apples, which are dessert apples. We've got our culinary apples, which are those Bramley cooker apples.
Yeah.
We've got our cider apples and then we have our little crab apples.
Oh, sorry, your cider apple different from your other apples, is it?
Yeah, you're talking things like Elsted, Michelin, and they're a different variety. And when they make cider, they tend to use ones that are tart, like the Bramley, for so the more tart the apple is, it has malic acid in it. And that's what brings the tartness. So that brings the kind of sharpness. Then they want something that's going to bring the sweetness. But then they want something that's going to bring, you know, those kind of almost caramel toffee softer.
Yeah.
So that's something like the Michelin apple. So it's a combination of a couple of different types of apples that go in.
So it is, as we say, it's kind of apple season. Despite that, I'd wager most apples people are buying in supermarkets, they're buying from abroad, aren't they?
This is the problem. There's about 100 million euros worth of apples sold in Ireland every year and 95% of those are imports.
Which is mad, considering we have the climate to grow apples.
Totally, this is it. And it's become so homogenised. Like, we are so used to Gala apples, we're so used to Pink Lady, Golden Delicious. Like, there's about 4 or 5 different varieties and that's all you're going to get in the supermarket. So I suppose today is really about, it's that awareness of the awesome apples that we have in Ireland. And like at this time of year at my house, there's a knock on the door that randomly comes and says, do you want a box of apples? I have a box of apples. Do you want them now? And people are like, have these apples. Like, who can I get locally? Oh, yeah. And I'll happily take them all. Store them in your garage. So they just need to be stored somewhere cool, dark, dry, and they will last. To give you an example, this one that I have on the plate, actually, this kit was a gift. So this was a box of apples that were gifted.
Okay.
But they were in my kitchen. So they've been in my kitchen. So they've gone sweet almost. You know what I mean? So they're an eating apple. They're a delicious eating apple. They're from County Meath. So we tend to have kind of Meath, Dublin, Louth, all the way up to Armagh. That region of Ireland is very much the Bramley. So the Armagh Bramley apple, they grow so many. They say like 35 million tons of apples, or 35 million apples in Armagh every year. And they're, like I said, they're the Bramleys. They have the PGI, which is like the Waterford Blah, like Champagne. Protected region for that Bramley apple. Then you move down Kilkenny, Waterford, Tipperary, Cork, and we tend to have more of the cider apples down there. Because obviously we had the likes of Bulmers and Clonmel.
Yes.
So it's like we've different varieties of apples. And the problem is that it's so hard to get them in the supermarkets. You almost have to go to the greengrocer or to the veg shop or to the apple shop.
Or plant an apple tree.
Or plant an apple tree, exactly.
Easiest thing in the world.
Gentleman came over from the Netherlands in the 1960s to Ireland, Contras, and he has a farm. It's called the Apple Farm, Care, County Tipperary. In, I think it's about 40 acres of land, he grows 60 different varieties of apples.
Wow.
Like, there's 7,500 different varieties of apples in the world. We've about 144 in Ireland. So, like, it's about bringing back that variety, tasting something different, not allowing our children's generation to grow up only believing that there's 2 types of apples that you can eat.
Do they keep the doctor away?
Supposedly, they do keep the doctor away. So it's a really old thing. And it's mad. I was actually doing a talk during the summer and there was a dietitian who was on as well. And one of the things she finished her talk with was, we're bombarded with so much wellness information. Just do me one thing. Just eat an apple every day. And I just thought it was so simple. Vitamin C, fiber, we have so many different flavonoids, so many of these little polyphenols that we talk about so often. So there's those little micronutrients that are working so hard inside our body, and things like cholesterol, reducing inflammation. Yeah, absolutely.
I eat two apples every day.
Do you?
Yeah, every single day.
Do you phase them out now? Do you have one at the start of the day and one at the end of the day?
I have one around lunchtime, and then I'll have one in the evening, kind of a bit later, yeah.
And did you say that an apple before bed leads to satiety, more enjoyment of a meal if you eat an apple before a meal? There you
love
go.
Apples, yep. Love
They're
them.
Gorgeous.
So what have we got in front of us?
Okay, I'm going to start you with a salad.
All right, okay.
A starter to kick
us
off.
Lovely.
So apples pair amazingly well with so many different flavours, and I think that's what we need to remember. And I know you're saying you eat two apples a day. It's about having your apple as a snack, but it's also what else can I do with an apple? So this is a really simple apple and avocado salad with pecans. And I basically just toasted the pecans, put a little bit of butter, 50 grams of butter, 50 grams of sugar in a pan, toss your pecans in, roast them, toast them so they're going to go caramelly. They will store in a lunchbox or an airtight container for weeks.
Yeah.
Chomp them up. So you've got your toasted kind of candied pecans. You've got a little bit of apple, a little bit of avocado, kale or spinach in there. And then I made a creamy balsamic dressing. So 4 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 tablespoon, I've used the Burn balsamic balsamic vinegar, it's a lovely roast onion one. And then the secret is a teaspoon of mayonnaise.
Okay.
Put it in a jam jar, shake it all up, and then you've got just that gorgeous, gorgeous dressing. Now,
cheese
would be really, really lovely in there. Something like, imagine a little bit of blue cheese.
Mm.
Now, if Aisling had to remember to go to the shop and buy the blue cheese, you would have had blue cheese in there. I had a busy day, Kieran, I had a busy day.
Now, the pecans, there's a lovely texture to them, isn't there?
They add that lovely crunch. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to remember, that apples pair so brilliantly. I'm going to turn off my hob.
All right.
I'm going to move you on to your main course.
All right, okay.
Which is pork and apple meatballs. So we know pork and apple is just this absolutely winning combination.
Yeah.
Like pork steak stuffed with a little bit of apple, stuffed with a little bit of blackberry. It's just gorgeous. So I make these meatballs with pork mince.
Yeah.
And then I grate in two apples and grate in a courgette. And they're just, they're just delicious. They're so, so good.
Oh,
and it's
so
just
good,
a sneaky way of getting in a little bit of apple. The apple brings a lovely bit of sweetness. So depending on whether you're using a cooking apple, it's going to have more of that malic acid. It's going to bring kind of a sharper, sour note. Or you eat an eating apple and it brings a little bit of sweetness to the pork. And that's served over rice with teriyaki sauce.
Yeah.
Mine
so good,
love teriyaki sauce. This is a family rotation. This is a really easy one. It can be done in the slow cooker or you can do it really, really quickly on the hob. But it's basically 100 grams of teriyaki sauce, 100 grams of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of sesame, 1 tablespoon of rice wine vinegar. And if you didn't have the other stuff, just buy a bottle of teriyaki sauce and pour it over it. But you're kind of, you're sneaking, and I don't like the word sneaking it in, but you're getting in an apple and a courgette into meatballs. And you know, we talk so often, eat 30 plants a week. It's about the diversity of what you're eating. So boom, all of a sudden at dinner time, before they ever see a bit of green on a plate, you've got two extra
That's
fruit
great.
And veg
My kids are gone to school today now with meatballs.
Are they?
Yeah, but not...
Isn't that fantastic?
Not with secret veg in them.
But and like it's... Buy yourself a little box grater and like the kids will happily grate the courgette and the apple for you. That's really nice. We'll move on to our toasted sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at this for a toasted sandwich.
So I pan fried the toasted sandwich.
Yes.
Sometimes in life it's just about simplicity and it's about doing things well and doing things right. So I'm going to tell everybody what you have. This is brie, apple and kettle crisps all in a toasted sandwich with a little bit of Irish spiced apple jelly.
Oh, God, that is good.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Like who'd ever think to put an apple in a toasted cheese sandwich?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? The sweetness really works.
Exactly. So you've got the jelly, which is the sweetness. And again, we've a fabulous little local bakery in Dungarvan, Doon Bakery. So we've got their sourdough. Try and get yourself a really nice artisan bread. Butter the outside of the bread. Slice in your brie. Slice in your apple. A little bit of the Irish apple jelly. And then when it's finished, pop in some of the cheese and onion crisps in the middle. And there's only a handful. There's like literally 5 or 6 crisps in that. So it's, but what it does is it brings crunch. So you've got the brie, which is incredibly smooth and creamy. You've got the little bit of the tartness and the sweetness from the apples and the apple jelly. And then you've got that savoury little note from the crisps. And it's just, it's a real treat.
It is.
But it's a lovely way to eat an apple, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That is really, really good. Now, that is definitely something I would be trying. at home.
It's really, really nice. And another, I suppose, in terms of pairing vegetables, like apples pair really, really well with things like parsnips, beetroot, red cabbage, slaw. So okay, if you're making your own homemade slaw, things like fennel, carrot, apple, they work. They work really well. So moving away, I suppose, from the traditional just a bit of applesauce beside your pork or just an apple tart. It's about thinking creatively about how we can use some of these apples.
What's this thing over here now? Look at this.
This. I have been up since the crack of dawn baking this morning.
That's what I like to hear.
So, almond croissants are a huge trend at the moment. I've gone back to said local bakery twice after hockey training Saturday mornings recently to find them sold out of their almond croissants. So we decided we were going to make our own almond croissants. So
these are homemade.
So the croissant is bought.
Yeah.
The almond secret bit is made and it's stuffed with buttery caramel apples.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it?
Yes.
That is just like the stuff of dreams. I'm going to talk you through how I made it, okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Stale croissants. You're like, you talk, I'm going to eat. Stale croissants, like a day or two old, slice them open in the middle, okay? On my pan, said pan that I made toasted sandwich on, 100 grams of brown sugar, 100 grams of butter, three apples chopped up into little cubes, tiny little splash of vanilla in there, and basically just on the pan, toast them, let them just caramelize, let them soften, let them kind of, it's that toffee caramel, soft kind of brown butter notes that you're getting from the apples. Set those aside, cut your croissant in half, put your apples in, but before that, the secret is the almond filling.
Okay. So
this is 100 grams of butter, 100 grams of brown sugar, 100 grams of almond flour or ground
almonds. Yeah, ground almonds, yeah.
And a little bit of almond essence and vanilla, tiny pinch of salt just to bring out the flavour of everything.
Okay.
Then you basically spread that almond filling in the
middle. Just mix all that up.
Mix it all up in a bowl. Yeah.
Okay.
So you can use your electric mixer or you can do it by hand with a wooden spoon. As long as you're real, so it has to be real butter. Not margarine, it's not spreadable butter.
Real butter.
Real butter.
Okay.
As long as that's soft coming out of the pantry or the cupboard, it'll just melt really well. So you've got your butter, you've got your sugar, your vanilla, your almond essence, your ground almonds. Spread that in the middle of the croissant, dot in all of those apples. Top goes on the croissant, then another layer of that over the top, flaked almonds on top, bake that in the oven 20 minutes. Boom.
Oh, that is so good.
So good.
And you can make that in bulk, like if you had people coming over.
100%.
Yeah.
Make these the night before, pop them in the fridge, and then if you're having like a Sunday brunch or a lunch, bake them.
Oh, that's so good.
So they're hot out of the oven and they're just, they're crisp on the outside, but you've got that buttery caramel kind of apple in the center.
I'm glad we have an ad break coming because I've got to finish this toasted sandwich and the rest of that croissant. Aisling Larkin, thank you so much. All of this, as usual, available on Aisling's social media channels at Aisling Larkin. You'll find her up there. Aisling, thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.